This week's Torah reading is called Metzora. The literal translation of the word Metzora is a person that has a disease, a miraculous disease, that was called Tzaraas. We learned in the previous Torah reading, Tazria, that there was some kind of stains and patches in the skin, etc., etc. Some people translate it like leprosy, has nothing to do with leprosy. In this week, we learned how was the process of purifying a person that finished, was cured, completely cured, of this disease that was called Tzaraas. Now, the word Metzora has a very special meaning in the Holy Language, in Hebrew, because it's directly related to the two words, Moitzi Ra. Moitzi means to take out. Ra means bad things. So Metzora and Moitzi Ra, they actually sound pretty much the same, means a person that talks bad things about everybody else. So God gave a lesson to this person by giving them stains in the skin, in the walls of the, in the garments, in the walls, etc., etc. This is very simple translation and explanation of what Metzora was. Again, in Parshas Tazria, the previous week, we start learning about this guy, and in this Parsha, we end up learning the purification process and how the stains were in the walls of the house, etc., etc. And again, this came out because this person really talked so bad, gossip, and all kinds of things about everybody else. Now, there's another way to understand this idea of Metzora. Moitzira, actually, to take out the bad, doesn't mean to talk bad about everybody else. Means you're so refined, so elevated, you took every single drop of bad from your inside. And now it's outside, like in the last very, very small refinement you have to do, you take out all your bad, and it's outside. That's Moitzira, like taking out the bad. So instead of meaning a person that talks gossip and bad things about everybody else, we're talking now about a person that is really, really refined, really, really elevated. The idea behind this, why am I sharing this? Because today, in the moment that I'm actually giving this class, is Yud Aleph Nisan. In Hebrew, it's called 11th of the month of the Hebrew month of Nisan. That's the birthday of the Rebbe. The Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, he is the leader of our generation, and he teaches us how to actually, in this generation, talk to God, connect to God, and be part of the Judaism for Jews, for non-Jews, depending on the situation of each one. The Rebbe is, so to speak, quote-unquote, this Metzora. Not, God forbid, because he talks bad about people. The other way. The other explanation of Metzora. Because he's so refined that he took all the bad outside of him. One may ask, wait a second, what's a birthday? A birthday is the day that God said, look, I need you in my world. I want you in my world. That's what a birthday means. You were born, you came out into the world, and you started being raised and educated, etc., etc., and you made a change in the world. The world is not the same without you. That's why you were born. This is what a birthday means. And furthermore, a birthday is the day that the person that has actually the birthday, is his soul is so strong that he can bless other people. So today is not my birthday. It's the Rebbe's birthday. But in the merit of the Rebbe, we can certainly be blessed to be able to have the strength and to realize that we actually have the strength to be a Metzora, to actually take out all the bad things that we have inside. How do you do it? It's very simple and actually at the same time very complicated, but the simplicity of it shows you the deepness of it. If you follow the rules of the Torah, you follow the path that God set up for each one of us, for Jews, 613 commandments, and for non-Jews, 7 commandments, and all the ramifications they have. If you follow this path, you're certainly taking all the bad things out of you and becoming, so to speak, a Metzora. Not a person that talks gossip and bad things, rather a person that takes out the bad parts of each one of the millimeters and nanometers of his whole life.